Before the Celtic Gate. "Halt!" called the guard at the large gate. "Who goes there?"
"Traders from the land of the Scythians."
"Strangers are not permitted to enter. What do you want?"
"The material that is harder than all other metals."
"Iron?"
"Yes, that will be the name.
An axe made of iron can fell any tree and penetrate any helmet, we were told. We have travelled up the Danube to purchase iron."
"And what do you have to offer in exchange?" asked the gatekeeper.
"Pelts, amber, and silver."
"That sounds good. Do you also have slaves?"
"Scythians do not trade in slaves."
"We shall report your arrival to the Lord of Lords. Wait here."
A young guard hurried away, while the Scythians, clad in marten fur and horse leather, marvelled at the mighty gate.
"What a fortress!"
"The outer wall stretches over a length of 6,000 steps," explained the watchman. "It consists of 8,000 tree trunks. Innumerable ox cart loads of limestone and earth had to be hauled over to here. Several hundred men worked on it for several hundred days." The leader of the Scythians, a giant with a silvery grey beard, asked, "Are you Celts so fearful that you hide behind such mighty walls?"
"Mind your tongue," snarled the watchman. "These walls do not protect us, but rather the treasure situated within this mountain, whose ore we melt into iron."
"If you supply the entire world with iron," said the old Scythian, "there will probably soon be no more battles, because who wishes to face an enemy who possesses a weapon that can slice through any helmet and any shield as if it were buffalo butter? That would be the end of all battles."
"What a terrible thought," replied the gatekeeper, "because in a world without wars, no one would need our iron any longer. And without war, we could no longer take prisoners, whose labour we desperately need to obtain the ore from the earth. A slave's work that no free man wishes to do."
The Scythian stroked his beard and commented, shaking his head, "Without iron, no war. Without war, no iron. A snake that bites itself in the tail. The world will have much trouble yet with this terrible metal."